It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined again by the Honorable Stacy Plaskett, who is the delegate from the U.S. Virgin Islands and a member of the House Agriculture Committee, and it's great to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for allowing me to talk to you and your audience.
Well, let's talk about something we've been watching with the Virgin Islands, recovery. Where are we?
Well, you know, when people think about what happened with Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Maria, you often think about Puerto Rico and the issues of utilities and power. For the Virgin Islands, a great deal of our recovery effort is based around infrastructure. We lost both of our major hospitals, a clinic on another island. 9 of our schools were destroyed, so our young people are only in 4-hour shifts because they have to share school spaces. If you have inpatient treatment, dialysis, you're not in the Virgin Islands. You have to be medevaced or flown off island. So we have a long way to go because although we have power back in most instances, we don't have our infrastructure built. I'm grateful that my colleagues have been really very good to us in terms of recognizing not just how much we're going to need in financial support, but also recognizing that in the past, the funding and the percentages really did not support roads and ports and vital public infrastructure in the Virgin Islands, and have done a good job about putting money in for that, but also making adjustments in the law that will allow us not just to build as it was to build, but to build as it should be. Because the Stafford Act previously said that you just give the money to rebuild as it was. So now we're gonna put in more resilience, harden a lot of things, put more of the wires underground, microgrids, alternative energy, and that's gonna be really important to us in the long term.
Just recently, you had the opportunity as a member of the Ag Committee to debate the 2018 Farm Bill that did come before the floor,
right.
Did not pass. It's not dead yet,
no.
But where are we on the Farm Bill? What do you think?
You know, one of the reasons, well, there were many reasons that I got on the Agriculture Committee. The Virgin Islands is a rural area. We're trying to grow our agriculture back to what we used to be. At one time, the island that I live on, St. Croix, was considered the breadbasket of the Caribbean. We'd lost that. So we really want to pump a lot more of our resources and our knowledge into agriculture. And also because we're rural, there are issues of broadband, telecommunications that the Ag Committee is really the premier area for rural areas on. But one of the other reasons that I wanted to be on agriculture is that there is a great history of bipartisan nature on ag. The first term that I was there, there was an issue with regard to crop insurance, and leadership had to come and talk to the entire committee, not just one side or the other, because all of the members were pretty much the same. On the issues that were important to the agriculture community. But this time, the Farm Bill was not like that, and that was very disheartening to myself. I saw the ranking member on the Democrats, Colin Peterson, just looked completely undone, having been on agriculture for as many years as he had, and not really understanding or being able to wrap himself around the idea that this was now a partisan committee. So I think for us, the primary issues of nutrition, the SNAP program and others, issues regarding commodities and the pricing for that, were ones that we were concerned and felt that the Farm Bill did not really reach where it should, did not become to compromises in the way we should. I have the sense that this was Speaker Ryan's last shot at welfare reform and was able to use agriculture and the SNAP program as a means to create some of that, and that was a little disheartening. I'm hopeful that what the Senate is gonna be doing in terms of creating a bill that we can all work with is going to be what we're eventually going to come up with. And so waiting to hear that.
There was one amendment, and I hope you don't mind me bringing this up. It was an amendment offered by Representative Roskam from, I believe, Illinois, and it made it through the rules. There was
some heated debate
on this. Thank you for the words. What's happening there, and what do others need to know?
Well, you know, there was a bill related to banning cockfighting in the territories. So that would be Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, Northern Marianas. We're the only areas that still have cockfighting. And what I was really perturbed about in this is that all the other states have eventually banned cockfighting, but those were state regulations, state laws that decided that that's not what they wanted to do. And the federal government had only been involved in intra-transport, banning the transport from one area that allowed cockfighting to bringing roosters to areas fighting cocks to areas that did in fact ban it. And so them saying that they were going to be banning it in the territories to keep this commonality, to me, was a federal intrusion into the rights and the sensibilities of the people in the territories. You know, and on the one hand, my anger was that, you know, Pete Roskam, you sit on Ways and Means, and there are so many issues of lack of parity that the children of the Virgin Islands have, and that the people and businesses and, you know, homeowners have in the Virgin Islands, tax issues that are not the same as the United States. Our elders, our veterans are not treated the same. And you're not concerned about equality for Virgin Islanders in those instances and creating parity that way, but you're concerned about our roosters. And so that really just felt to me that there was a lack of, he was scoring points with the Humane Society off of the backs of the people of the Virgin Islands. And the fact that, you know, and just in terms of just common professional courtesy to not even coming to any of the members of the territory and saying, hey, listen, you may not like this, but I'm going to be offering this amendment, to just go ahead and doing it, because no other member would think of presenting a bill, he in Illinois presenting a bill that only affected a member from Mississippi, without getting that member to agree with him. And to think that you could exert yourself over us in that manner, to me, just reeked of an overreach of federalism that was very, very disturbing. So, you know, I think that, and then also, what's going to be the effect of this? In Puerto Rico, it's quantified as a $20 million a year taxes that are received from those individuals. It's regulated. There are rules that need to be applied. In the Virgin Islands, the same. And, you know, my fear is that it's not going to stop. It's just going to go underground. There's going to be a creation of a criminalization of young people who are engaged in this, of the men and women that do this, that is unnecessary at this point. And so that's what the heat was all about.
Well, thanks for the update, the explanation, and for the work that you do.
Thanks.
For not just the Virgin Islands, but on the Ag Committee. We wish you the best in the rest of the year.
Thanks. Tony, you know, you just missed this past Memorial Weekend was the agricultural fair in the Virgin Islands. It's the largest agricultural fair in the Caribbean. Next year, it'll be back to February because we think we're back in shape now. And you and all day, ag all day, all the time, needs to come down and talk to the farmers, the livestock owners that are down there. My mother's family were cattle ranchers, if you could believe that. We assisted in the creation of a strain of cattle called the Senepole, which is known for its heat resistance and ability to not eat too much and withstand heat. It's used primarily in Argentina now. So we'd love to show you around and what we're trying to do in agriculture. And I'm thankful that we have this opportunity to share that with everyone and your listeners.
The invitation's there, and I'm taking you up on it. Again, it's the Honorable Stacy Plaskett, who represents the U.S. Virgin Islands, member of the House Agriculture Committee, on today's Agribusiness Report.